ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. த மோஸ்ட் என்கரேஜிங் புக் இன் த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் த பைபிள். காட் ஆஃபர்ஸ் இஸ் என்கரேஜ்மெண்ட் டு அஸ் த்ரூ ஹிஸ் வேர்ட் at the right time in the right place. Throughout the Bible, we see instructions to encourage one another and the verses that are meant to encourage us. Why is encouragement emphasized in the Bible? Primarily because encouragement is necessary to our walk of faith. The church at Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. Barnabas, his name meant son of encouragement. Encouragement was both his character and his lifestyle. Without encouragement, life would soon feel pointless and burdensome. Jesus told his disciples, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Encouragement makes it easier to live in a fallen world in a holy way. The New Testament reveals that encouragement was a regular part of early church's life together. During times of trouble, when the water seems to sweep over us, we can find solace in the words of encouragement from the Bible. Agonizing events can debilitate one's faith. However, constantly reminding yourself of the promises of God and clinging to them will help you stand firm even in a fierce storm. God gives endurance and encouragement. Look for whatever good things you could affirm and reinforce it in others to encourage their continuing growth. One of the best ways to get rid of discouragement is to remember that Christ is coming back again. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing." Remember, my friends, when you encourage others, you are doing the work of God. Shall we pray? Precious Lord, God of glory and majesty, we praise you and magnify your name in all the earth. Lord God, we thank you for your words of life that encourages us to stay confident and courageous in the midst of trouble and turmoil. Help us, Spirit of God, to be people who not only receive encouragement, but also to offer encouragement to those around us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.